愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天下午从《使徒行传》二十六章跟大家来查考保罗归主二问。
This afternoon, we'd like to study Acts chapter 26 regarding Paul and his two questions to God.
我们人的一生都有很多的问题。
Now, our lives are full of questions.
有时候我们是问别人。
Sometimes we ask others.
有时候我们是问神。
Sometimes we ask God.
有时候我们是问自己。
Sometimes we ask ourselves.
但是我们从保罗归主这个两个问题可以看出来，这两个问题对保罗的一生影响又深又远。
But we can see from the two questions that Paul asked God that it has a long-term effect.
那我们就要想，我们一生的问题当中。
So let's think with our questions.
我们有没有问过这两个问题？
Have we ever asked these two questions?
而且这两个问题对我们来讲是不是非常重要？
And are these two questions important to us?
这会影响我们一生又长又远。
Because these two questions have a long-term impact on our lives.
我们一般的人，随着年纪不同，我们所问的问题常常不一样。
More often than not, the questions that we ask differs based on our age.
在年轻的时候，我们的问题是怎么把书读好。
When we are young, we ask, what do we need to do to study well?
接下去我们的问题是怎么样能够找到一个很好的工作。
After that, we ask, what do we need to do to find a good job?
再来是问题，怎么样建立一个美满幸福的家庭。
Then we may ask, what do we need to do to be able to have a good family?
有了家庭之后，我们会问一个问题，怎么赚更多钱。
And after that, we may ask, what do I need to do to make more money?
因为这跟生活水准有关系。
Because this has direct impact on our standard of living.
上班几十年以后，下一个问题，我退休以后怎么办？
After we work for a few decades, we ask, what do we do after we retire?
退休以后，我们下一个问题大概是怎么样让我们能够活得很健康。
And then after we retire, we may ask, what do I need to do to live healthfully?
所以对绝大部分的来讲，他心中所有的问题跟保罗这两个问题可能都没有关系。
So more often than not, all the questions that we ask have nothing to do with the two questions that Paul asks.
但是保罗问这个两个问题是所有问题当中一个最根本、最重要的问题。
But the questions that Paul asked are the most fundamental and the most important.
我们看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我说主啊，你是谁
？Then I asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
这里讲保罗问主耶稣第一个问题：主啊，你是谁
？Here Saul asks his first question, "Who are you, Lord?"
但是在问这个问题之前。保罗的一生发生了一件非常大的事情。
But a very large life-changing event had happened prior to asking this question.
就是在十二节，他要往大马士革去抓基督徒的当中，忽然间看见发光比太阳还亮，照着他。
So on one of his journeys to Damascus to persecute the Christians, a light shone upon him and blinded him.
可见这个不是太阳的光。
And so surely this was not just regular sunlight.
因为比太阳还亮。
Because this was brighter than the sun.
只有一个解释，这是神的光。
And there is only one explanation for this. This is God's light.
那十四节，我们都扑倒在地上。
So in verse 14, it says that we all fell to the ground.
这是一个保罗从来想象不到的一件事情。
This is something that Saul could have never predicted.
一个受这么好教育的保罗，他扑倒了。
That someone who is so well educated would fall to the ground.
一个对犹太教这么热心的保罗，他扑倒。
That someone who was so zealous in his beliefs would fall down.
一个在社会受尊重的保罗，他扑倒了。
This person who is so well respected would fall down.
一个逼迫基督徒的保罗扑倒。
This persecutor of Jews would fall down.
这个扑倒是他改变的开始。
So this falling down was the beginning of his transformation.
因为这个扑倒代表保罗的有限。
This falling represents Paul's limitation.
但是这个扑倒是神的作为。
But the fact that he fell down was God's doing.
因为从天上有光照着他。
Because a light blazed upon him.
所以保罗归主不是人的作为的结果。
Paul coming to God has nothing to do with man's effort.
神没有差遣一个人把保罗变倒了，所以保罗举手投降来信耶稣。
God did not choose someone to come before Paul so that he would surrender to God.
有人信耶稣是看到主耶稣行的神迹。
Well, some people come to believe because they saw Jesus perform miracles.
有人信耶稣是听到主耶稣讲的道理，是没有人这样想过的。
Some came to believe because of the words that Jesus spoke or things that man has never spoken of.
保罗可能看过奉主耶稣名所行的神迹。
Paul may have seen the miracles performed by Jesus.
但是出于硬心，这个神迹并没有使他信服。
But because his heart was hard, the miracles did not lead him to believe.
保罗可能听过人奉主耶稣的名讲过耶稣的道。
Paul may have heard sermons spoken in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他的愚蒙心，他也没有听得懂。
But his heart was hardened, so he did not understand.
但是神拣选保罗的方法却不是人所想出来的方法。
God chose Paul in a way that did not come from man.
光一照，他就扑倒，他就改变了。
Light shone on him, he fell and he changed.
这个告诉我们，我们的宣道工作需要人的努力，但是关键不在乎人能够控制。
This tells us that when it comes to evangelizing, yes, we must put in our effort, but the pivotal point has to do with God.
也关键是在乎神叫他成长。
Whether God has chosen this person to grow.
所以人做了该做的之外，我们只能够求神怜悯祝福我们所做的工作。
So besides doing what we can do, we can only ask for God's mercy to bless our efforts.
也因为这样，保罗归主，没有一个人能够归功于这是谁的功劳。
And because of this, no one can claim responsibility for bringing Paul to God.
这完全是出于神。
It all comes from God.
那因为保罗扑倒了，所以他才会开始问问题。
Because Saul fell, that's why he would begin asking his questions.
因为问问题表示我们不知道。
You ask questions when you don't know.
啊，表示我们有限。
We realize our limitations.
我们等待一个人回答。
When we wait for someone's response.
表示他高我们一等。
It means that he's wiser than above us.
这个对保罗来讲，受很高的教育，对律法大发热心的保罗讲，可能是很困难的一件事。
So this was something that was very difficult for someone like Saul, who was so well versed in the law.
但等他扑倒了，眼睛瞎了，他就没有路可以走了。
But when he fell and he grew blind, then he had nowhere else to go.
他希望找出一条出路。
He needed a way out.
啊，这条出路就是要向天上的神发问。
And this way out required him asking the Lord.
所以十五节说，主啊，你是谁？
So in verse 13 it says, Who are you, Lord?
啊，主，当然这是天上的神啊。
15, so Lord, as in our heavenly Father.
但是你是谁呢？
So who are you?
啊，主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
当保罗听到这句话，
When Paul heard this,
这可能是一个很大的震撼。
This might have come as a great shock.
因为他刚刚要去大马士革抓那个信耶稣的人。
Because he was actually on his way to Damascus to arrest those who worshipped Jesus.
他问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
So he asks here, "Who are you, Lord?"
结果他所问那个主啊，竟然是他所逼迫的耶稣。
Yeah, as it turns out, the Lord that he is questioning turns out to be Jesus, the one that he is persecuting.
所以这个回答让保罗了解他是罪人。
So this answer led Paul to realize that he is a sinner.
虽然他很热心，
even though he was zealous,
但是在提摩太前书说他是罪人的头。
But in 1 Timothy it says that I was the chief of sinners.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第九节
Verse 9.
我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前是逼迫神的教会。第十节
10.
然而我今日成为何等人，这是蒙神的恩才成的，并且杀死给我的不是徒然的，因为我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。这里保罗说他是使徒中最小的。
Here Paul says that I am the least of the apostles.
为什么他自称最小的？
Why would he call himself the least of the apostles?
因为他觉得自己是最不配称为使徒的。
Because he felt that he was least worthy to be called an apostle.
因为主耶稣所拣选的这些使徒里面，只有保罗是逼迫过神的教会。
Because amongst the apostles personally selected by the Lord, he is the only one who once persecuted the church. He is one who had once persecuted Jesus. So he is the chief of sinners. But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
他不但蒙神赦免,
so has not only has God shown mercy, to become a child of God.
他被神高举,
but he is now raised up by God to become an apostle.
赐给他宝贵的职分,
he has been given this precious position
做主耶稣的大使,
to become an ambassador for God.
带主耶稣的权柄,
to uphold God's authority,
来代表主耶稣,
to represent God and preach the gospel.
这一种属灵上的改变,
so this kind of spiritual transformation is a grace of God.
所以保罗, 主耶稣回答保罗说,
so when God responds saying that I am the Jesus whom you are persecuting,
这提醒保罗,
this is a reminder to Paul that he is a sinner, the chief of sinners.
And it
leads Paul to live the rest of his life with gratefulness.
今天,
today we must come to a deeper understanding of God.
因为对主的认识,
only when we come to a greater understanding of God do we realize how unworthy we are.
我们才会知道我们蒙神很大的恩典。
Then we know how great God's mercy and grace is.
所以在哥林多15, 我们回到哥林多前书的15章,
turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
第十节的下半句,
15 verse, the latter half of verse 10,
说他赐给我的恩是不突然的,
that the grace that he has given me is not for a moment.
不突然,
it's not sudden.
第十节的中间, 他赐给我的恩是不突然的, 15章第十节中间,
it was not without effect.
很多的父母很爱儿女,
so parents love their children.
但是等儿女长大后, 他忘了父母,
but when the children grow up, they often forget their parents.
那这个子女对父母的爱就突然,
so this kind of love that a parent has towards a child is without effect.
神很爱保罗,
God loves Paul.
但是保罗说神赐给我的恩是不突然的,
but Paul here says that his grace for me was not without effect.
为什么?
Why?
因为我比众使徒更格外的劳苦,
because now I work harder than all of them.
我们可以看到圣经里面, 彼得为主牺牲很大,
so from the Bible we can see that Peter sacrificed greatly for the Lord.
保罗也为主牺牲很大,
Paul also sacrificed greatly for the Lord.
但是这个两个人, 我们都可以看到, 他们曾经得罪主很深,
but between the two, who once went against God severely?
所以因为得罪主很深, 所以感受到神赦罪的恩, 那个恩典, 那个感受也越特别的强烈,
the greater one has wronged God, then the greater the grace that is experienced.
所以他蒙主赦罪之后, 想要报答神的恩典, 这个心也越,
so because his sins were forgiven by God, then his spirit of wanting to repay God's love is greater.
所以保罗说他给我的恩是不突然,
that is why Paul says that the grace that he has given me is not without effect.
因为他对神的恩典有很深切的感受,
because he deeply understands and has experienced God's grace.
那这个深切的感受是从罪人的改变而且被神所用被神提升这种,
and this experience comes from being filled with his grace and having been forgiven.
今天我们要深切地去认识我们所信的主,
today we need to truly come to know the God that we believe in.
因为当我们认识主, 我们才会被主所吸引,
only when we truly come to know the Lord will we be truly attracted to him.
我们认识了我们的主, 我们才信仰能够站立得稳,
only when we come to know the Lord will we be able to stand firm in our faith.
我们才会真正有真正的属灵的追求,
and only then will we have a true spiritual pursuit.
我们来看约翰福音的第六章,
let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章,
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
14节。
Verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是要到世间来的先知。”有5000人看到耶稣变饼给人吃。
Now 5,000 people had just seen Jesus make bread for people to eat.
他也吃过主耶稣所变的饼。
And they all had all eaten the bread that God, that Jesus had made.
当然，他们对主耶稣的态度也改，也产生一个很大的不同。
So then their attitude towards Jesus obviously changed.
14节说，他知道他是先知。
In verse 14, they said they now know that he is a prophet.
15节说，他们要强逼耶稣做王。
But in verse 15, they try to make him king by force.
也就是他们情愿来接受主耶稣的统治。
That they are now voluntarily resigning themselves to the reign of Jesus Christ.
24节说，他们往加百农去找耶稣。
In 24, we see that they go to Capernaum in search of Jesus.
可见他们对主耶稣充满着热心。
So we can see that they are full of zeal towards the Lord.
要主耶稣当王，要去找主耶稣。
They want Jesus Christ to be king, and they seek him out.
但是到底他们对主耶稣认识多少？
But how much do they really know the Lord?
他们只认识主耶稣变饼给他们吃。
All they know is that Jesus made bread for them to eat.
让他们感觉到跟着主耶稣很好。
So they feel that it's good to follow the Lord. Because they have food that is made by the Lord to eat.
因为这个恩典的好，所以使他们产生一种热心来追求耶稣。
Because His grace is good, they develop the zeal to follow the Lord.
但是他们对主耶稣并不是认识很深。
But they do not have a deep understanding of our Lord Jesus.
那这种信仰，我们就看到两件事情发生。
And we see what happens with this kind of faith.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
66节。
Verse 66. And from that time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
67. 67.
And you do not want to leave him too, do you? Jesus asked the
12.
There are 5,000 people who ate bread. Many followed him.
但是等到主耶稣讲的话，他们很难接受。
But the words that Jesus spoke were hard, was hard to accept.
就厌弃了主耶稣。
And so they left him.
就离开了耶稣。
They no longer followed him.
那个宗教的热忱就结束了。
The religious zeal ended.
最后只剩12个门徒。
Eventually only 12 disciples were left.
所以很多人在教会很热心。
So there are a lot of people who are very fervent and zealous at church.
不过因为他的信仰有体验。
Because they have had spiritual experiences.
体验到主耶稣所变的饼所给的恩典。
They have tasted the bread that God has made and the grace that He has given them.
但是这一种的信仰并不等于他真的认识耶稣。
But this kind of faith does not mean that this person actually knows the Lord.
这一种的信仰是有限的。
This type of faith has limits.
常常遇到困难。
When you face difficulty,
那宗教的热忱就结束了。
Then this religious fervor may end.
跟从主耶稣就结束了。
Then there's an end to the following of the Lord.
所以我们看到教会很多人洗礼。
We see a lot of people receiving baptism.
但是信仰走到最后一步的却不是很多。
But those who reach the end of in their faith, there aren't that many.
不是他们没有得过恩典。
It's not to say that they never experienced God's grace.
不是他们没有宗教的热心。
It's not that they've never had any zeal.
很可能是跟这5000个人一样，他从来不真的认识主。
Rather, they are like the 5,000 who never really truly know the Lord.
所以主耶稣问这十二个人。
So Jesus asks the 12.
为什么你们不走？
Why don't you leave me?
西门回答说。
So Simon Peter answered.
你有永生之道，我们要归从谁呢？
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
主耶稣说，我就是生命，我就是复活。
Jesus says that I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
I am the way, the truth, the life.
这个两个自我的宣称是人类没有做过的。
These two proclamations have never been made by a man.
这两个自我宣称也是人知道没有耶稣，我们人活着是没有盼望。
These two self-proclamations tell us that without Jesus Christ, we have no hope.
那只有我们进到对主耶稣有深度的认识，我们才会觉得我愿意舍掉一切，包括我的生命，来跟着耶稣。
Only when we come to a deep understanding of the Lord Jesus, will we be able to even give up our life to follow Jesus.
所以宗教的热忱是好的。
So Religious zeal is good.
但是我们需要对主有更深的认识。
But we need to come to a deeper understanding of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要不断地问主啊，你是谁？
We need to continue to ask, Lord, who are you?
因为神的奥秘就是基督。
Because his mystery is in Christ.
我们对一个人的认识需要一段时间。
It takes time for us to come to understand and to know a person.
但是有时间我们就可以认识人。
But we can come to know a person through time.
但是我们对神的认识。
Now, our understanding of the Lord.
对主耶稣的认识。
Our understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ.
需要时间。
It needs time.
但是并不是花了时间就能够完全认识他。
This is not to say that with the passing of time you will completely come to know the Lord.
因为他的存在是奥秘的。
Because his existence is a mystery.
他的存在就是神本身成为人来地上。
His existence is of God coming to the world to be man.
所以我们对主耶稣认识越深。
The more that we come to know the Lord,
我们的信仰会越稳固。
The more stable our faith will be.
我们会跟保罗一样，除他以外，世界上还有什么可以比较呢？
We will become like Paul, who feels that besides him, where else is there?
神给我们的恩典，
the grace that God has given us,
很多在世界上都有可以比较的。
The people have comparable, can experience comparable things.
但是神本身的好是世界上找不到的。
But the goodness of the Lord is something that you cannot find in this world.
所以唯有我们对主有更深的认识。
So unless we come to a deeper understanding of the Lord,
世界上的好才不会影响我们对神的关系。
Then only then will the goodness of this world have no longer have any impact effect on our lives.
所以我们要不断地追求认识神。
We need to continue to come to know the Lord more.
使我们对主的跟从能够不断地越来越紧迫。
So that we can be more fervent and continuing to follow the Lord.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我不是因为见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
二十七节。
27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。
Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you.
主耶稣对这一群吃过饼的人一个非常重要的指引。
Jesus Christ had something important to say to those who ate the bread.
不要为必坏的食物劳力。
Do not work for food that spoils.
食物有它的价值。
Because food has its own value.
但是这个价值是有限的。
But this value is limited.
所以变饼给他们吃，这个价值是有限的。
So the value of transforming bread for them to eat is limited.
但是要存到永生的食物劳力。
But we must work for the food that endures to eternal life.
生命是无价的。
Life is beyond value.
如果这个食物能够让它得到永生，
so if this food can give you eternal life,
这个食物的价值就是无限的。
Then the value of this food is priceless.
所以主耶稣告诉他们，在属灵上的追求要往上提升。
So Jesus Christ encourages them, saying that you must reach for higher in your faith.
要提升到从追求食物到追求那永生的食物。
So you must reach from seeking the food that you can eat to food that will give you eternal life.
到底那个食物是什么？
What is this food?
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Jesus says that I am the
35节。
I am the bread of life. Verse 30.
那个食物本身就是耶稣本身。
So this food is Jesus Christ Himself.
有时候我们看到人在追求主耶稣。
So when we see people following Jesus Christ,
把主耶稣当作雨伞。
They think of Him as an umbrella.
有一次我在一个教会里面。
So once I went to a certain church.
聚会前下大雨。
Now before service, there was a great lot of rain.
好多人拿雨伞来。
So many people came with their umbrellas.
下午聚完会出太阳。
In the afternoon, the sun came out.
你发现好多雨伞留在教会。
You realize that a lot of people left their umbrellas at church.
因为没有雨了。
Because of no longer any rain.
伞就忘记了。
So they forgot about their umbrellas.
所以很多人把主耶稣看作雨伞。
So many people see God as their umbrella.
当我需要的时候。
When I need it.
我需要工作的时候。
When I need it with service.
我需要健康的时候。
Or when I need to work, when I need help.
我需要帮助的时候。
When I need help.
我来靠近耶稣。
Then I will come to God.
但等我的需要没有了。
But when I no longer have these needs.
耶稣就在旁边。
Then Jesus Christ can be set aside.
他跟我没有关系。
He has nothing to do with me.
下一次我需要，我再来找他。
I'll come find him again when I need him next time.
所以当我们在找耶稣是为着耶稣的恩典。
But when we seek the Lord, it is to seek His grace.
常常我们的追求会有限度。
Then a if that is the case, then there are limits.
那只有我们在追求主耶稣的本身。
Only when we come to seek the Lord Himself.
我们的追求才没有限度的。
Only then will it be limitless.
因为我们越追求主耶稣，我们越发现我没有办法完全认识他。
Because the more we seek the Lord, the more we realize that we cannot completely understand Him.
因为他就是神。
Because He is God.
我们就越觉得宝贵。
And we realize how precious He is.
我们就越觉得谦卑。
And the more humble we will become.
因为我们没有办法完全认识他。
Because we know that we cannot completely ever know Him.
所以三十五节说，
In verse 35 it says,
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
你在非洲里面看到好多的小孩子很可怜。
In Africa, you see all these very pitiful children.
肚子很大，但是皮包骨。
They have large bellies, but they are skin and bones.
皮包骨表示没有东西吃。
And they are skin and bones because they have nothing to eat.
肚子很大，里面都是水。
They have large bellies because it is filled with water.
因为这是营养不良。
They are malnutritioned.
所以他的生命没有办法丰盛。
So there is no bounty in their life.
这是很可怜的。
It's very pitiful.
随时都可能死亡。
They can die at any moment.
但是我们在这个物质生活很丰盛的环境里面。
But in this land of plenty,
常常我们在属灵上是营养不良。
We are often spiritually malnutritioned.
因为我们所渴慕的是主耶稣外面的东西。
Because what we long for are the things besides Jesus Christ.
我们没有渴慕那真正生命的粮。
We do not long for the true spiritual bread.
就是主耶稣本身。
Which is Jesus Christ Himself.
只有主耶稣进到我们生命里面来。
Only when Jesus Christ enters our lives.
我们的生命才会成长。
Will we be able to grow?
我们的生命才会成熟。
Will we be able to mature?
我们才能够彰显主的形象。
Will we be able to share the likeness of Christ?
当我们的目标一直在追求神的恩典。
When we only seek the God's grace.
我们可以体验到很多神的恩典。
We can experience a lot of His blessings.
但是如果我们要把神的荣耀彰显，
But if we want to show God's glory,
要让别人在我们身上看到神的荣耀，
If we want others to see Christ's glory in us,
我们必须生命上有个基本的改变。
Then we must have a fundamental transformation in our lives.
这不是神的恩典本身就可以改变的。
And this is something that God's grace alone can do change.
这需要主耶稣的生命在我们里面成长。
It requires the life of Jesus Christ to grow inside of us.
那这需要我们的追求往上提升。
It requires us to always strive for something higher.
就是追求主的恩典，进到追求主的本身。
We need to transform from just seeking God's grace to seeking God Himself, the Lord Himself.
保罗问这个问题是非常深的问题。
So the question that Paul asks is a very profound question.
而且是非常重要的问题。
It is a very important question.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第十节。
Verse 10.
穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
Verse 10. And put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator.
这第九节说我们要脱去旧人。
In verse 9 it says that we must take off our old self.
第十节说要穿上新人。
In verse 10 it says we have to put on the new self.
我们可以了解脱去旧人就是把不好的要靠着决心把它拿掉。
So we understand that to take off the old self means to take off all that has been, that is not good.
但是除非我们有一个生命的改变，不然旧人还会再回来。
But unless we make a life transformation, the old self will always come back.
那怎么样有生命的改变？
So how do we have this transformation?
穿上新人。
We have to put on the new self.
那下面说，这个新人是在认识主耶稣形象的知识上来更新自己。
And this new self is one that which is renewed in the knowledge and the image of its creator.
所以我们每一次在看，在想主耶稣讲过的话。
So every time when we think about words that Jesus Christ spoke,
每一次都有新的感受。
It is new.
我们在看主耶稣做的每一件事情。
When we look at every action of Jesus Christ,
每一次都有新的感受。
We have a new reflection.
我们在分析主耶稣每一天的生活。
When we think about Jesus Christ's everyday life,
每一天我们都有新的感受。
Every day we have a new reaction.
所以这个新的感受就是一种满足。
And this new reaction is its satisfaction in itself.
而且这个新的感受再来对照我们自己，我们才发现我们是旧人。
And using through these new reactions that we come to the realization that we are still the old self.
没有看到耶稣的心，我们就不会感到自己的旧。
So if we do not see the new of Jesus Christ, then we will not realize that we are old.
所以为什么说有时候我们信主久了，我们不会觉得我们有什么不对？
So why is it that sometimes when we have believed for a long time, we feel that well, there's nothing wrong with us?
就是因为我们只停留在知识上的认识，而没有在生命里面认识主耶稣。
It is because we have a theoretical knowledge of Jesus Christ, but we do not have a practical knowledge of Jesus Christ.
当我们在灵里面对主有新的认识。
But in the spirit, we come to have a new understanding of Jesus Christ. When we come to a new understanding of the humility of Christ, then we will realize how far we are from the humility of Christ.
因为主耶稣那种卑微自己，舍弃自己，我们没有做到这一点。
Because we have not followed in the likeness of Jesus, the humility of Jesus Christ.
当我们看到主耶稣的爱。
When we see God's Jesus Christ's love,
我们就发现我们的爱差很多。
Then we come to the realization that our love falls short.
如果我们对主的爱没有新的认识，没有新的感受。
But if we have no new reaction towards God's love,
我们常常人跟人之间来比，我们觉得我们的爱好像不错。
Then when we compare ourselves to others, and we think, oh, we're pretty full of love.
当我们觉得不错。 我们的进步就停止了。But
when we start thinking that we're doing pretty well, then we'll never improve.
但是当我们觉得不够，我们的进步就开始了。But
we will only start to improve when we think that we are not good enough.
所以保罗说，主啊，你是谁？So
when Paul asks, Lord, who are you?
这个问题，我想在保罗的身上，这心里面是一生都是问题。
I'm sure this is a question that is a constant question in Paul's life.
所以保罗的一生一直在成长。
So Paul continues to grow in during his entire life.
成长到最后，他可以说我活着就是基督。
To the end, when he can say that to live is Christ.
因为他一直在成长。
Because he is always growing.
基督的生命在他里面长大。
The life of Jesus Christ is constantly growing inside him.
所以这个是信仰生活一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very fundamental question of our spiritual life.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
我们再来看第二个问题。
Let's look at the second question.
这个第二个问题在使徒行传的26章，我们看不出来。
The second question is in Acts 26, but it is not obvious.
但是在使徒行传的22章,
in Acts chapter 22,
我们就可以看得出来,
we can find this question.
22章第10节,
chapter 22, verse 10.
我说主啊, 我当做什么?
What should I do, Lord?
保罗问主耶稣一个问题,
Paul asked Jesus Christ the question.
我当做什么?
What should I do?
我们回到使徒行传26章来看。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传26章。
Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，有因信我得蒙赦罪和一切成圣的人。
Here it lists out why God chose Paul.
人活着需要有一个目的。
When we live, we need to have a purpose.
因为人是被造的。
Because man was created.
人被造是有目的的。
And there's a reason why we are created.
但是问题是，神造我的目的在哪里？
Well, the question is, what is the purpose for God creating me?
神造我，难道就是为着来世界享受就完了吗？
Did God create me simply to enjoy the goodness of this world and that's it?
神造我，难道就是来美国追求美国的梦就完了吗？
Did God create me so I can come to the U.S. to pursue the American dream and that's it?
神造我，难道是受更高的教育，找到更好的工作，活一辈子就完了吗？
Did God create me so I can receive good higher education and find a good job and that's it?
神造我，有没有一个更超越的目标？
Does God have a greater surpassing these goal for my creating me?
这个是我们每一个人需要问的一个问题。
This is a question that we must ask.
就是我的存在到底神要我做什么？
What does God want to do with my existence?
我们可以发现圣经里面两个老人对人生的结论不同。
There are two old people in the Bible that have a very different conclusion on life.
一个是所罗门。
First is Solomon.
所罗门有没有聪明? 有。
Did Solomon possess wisdom? He did.
他有没有能力? 有。
Did he have great abilities? He did.
所以他可以把国王建设得非常好。
He established his kingdom very well.
但是他的结论是什么?
But what was his conclusion?
一切都是虚空。
It's all vanity.
vanity. 有的英文翻作 meaningless， 没有意义。
So in another alternative translation is that it's meaningless.
人活着一辈子，一切都没有意义。
That we live this entire existence, yet it is meaningless.
就是从出生开始一直到死的那一刻，你所做的一切都是没有意义。
So from the day that we are born to the day that we die, everything that we do is meaningless.
为什么他的结论是这样？
Why would he reach this conclusion?
因为他活着没有跟那个至高的神所造他的目的连在一起。
It's because he lived a life that is completely disassociated with God's purpose for his existence.
他用自己的智慧来奠定他人生的理想跟方向。
He set his life direction and ideals based on his own wisdom.
但这不是神造他的目的。
And that was not the reason for God's creation of him.
所以神，在神看来，这个是没有意义的。
So in God's eyes, it was all meaningless.
但是保罗这里神告诉他很清楚。
But God tells Paul very clearly here.
要叫他做外邦做外邦人的使徒。
That you must be the apostle for the Gentiles.
要把福音传到外邦。
That you must preach into the Gentiles.
叫他们眼睛得开。
So that their eyes may be opened.
能够看到灵界。
That they can see the spiritual realm.
而且能够在灵界里面追求更有价值的人生。
And they can seek a more meaningful life in their spiritual life.
所以保罗的一生从他归主开始过不久以后就是一直为着这个目标来努力。
So from the day that he came to know the Lord, Paul constantly strived towards this goal.
所以人可以不可以有理想？
So is it okay for men to have their own ideals?
当然可以。
Of course.
人可不可以有生涯的规划？
Can we set out a life plan?
当然可以。
Of course.
但是如果人要活得有价值，
But if we want to live a life of value,
人的理想跟生涯的规划应该就是要怎么做能够达到神造我的目的。
Then our lives and our life plan and ideas all have to do, all need to pertain to how we can achieve God's purpose.
因为离开了神造我的目的，那一部分就没有目的。
Because outside of God, that whatever goal that we have is not really much of a goal.
所以保罗的一生就以神对他讲的这一段话当作他努力的目标。
So Paul used what God told him as his goal in life.
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
说亚基巴王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So then, King Agrippa, I am not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
到了使徒行传二十六章，已经到保罗生命的末期。
Acts chapter 26 records the end stages of Paul's life.
从他被光照蒙神拣选到这一段时间已经几十年了。
There's a few decades have passed since the time that the light first shone upon Paul.
他向亚基巴王说，
And he says to King Agrippa,
我没有违背从天上来的意象。
I am not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
这个天上来的意象就是神拣选他要做的事情。
The vision from heaven is the explanation of why God chose him.
所以保罗很清楚神要叫他做什么。
Paul is very clear what God wants him to do.
这样每一天就是往那个目标前进。
And so every day he strove towards that goal.
他没有迷失。
He didn't get lost.
因为他的目标很清楚。
Because his goal is clear.
今天我们的人生有没有目标？
Today, do we have a goal in life?
有没有从神来的目标？
Do we have a goal that comes from God?
如果有。
If we do.
我们坚持这个目标。
Then we need to remain steadfast with this goal.
坚持到底。
We must be firm to the end.
我们的人生就能够蒙神纪念。
And only then will God remember our lives.
所以保罗要离世的时候。
When Paul was about to pass.
我们要看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
如果我们看英文，这都是完成式。
So,All these things are happened in the past tense.
美好的仗，这是神要他打的。
So this good fight is one that God wants him to fight.
当跑的路，这是神要他跑的。
The race is the race that God wanted him to run.
所信的道，这是神要叫他守的。
And the faith is the faith that God wants him to uphold.
这一些对他来讲都已经完成了。
For Paul, he has done all of this.
所以他没有遗憾。
So he has no regrets.
他可以向神交账。
He can hand over his work.
所以第八节，他很有把握。
So in verse 8, he is very confident.
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now there is a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
就是公义审判的主到那日要赐给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
对，他充满着盼望。
He is full of hope.
那一天将要来到。
That day is coming.
我要来领受公义的冠冕。
I will come and receive the crown of righteousness.
人活着是不虚空的。
That my life is not vanity.
因为他问主啊，你要我做什么？
And it's because he once asked the Lord, what shall I do?
他明白主要叫他做什么。
He knows what God wants him to do.
他坚持到底完成神要叫他做的。
And he followed to the end what God wants him to do.
所以人生有很多的问题。
So there are many questions in life.
但这两个问题最重要。
But these two are the most important questions.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
第二个。
And second.
主啊，你要我做什么？
Lord, what shall I do for you?
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
379.
379.